This is an encore broadcast of Streams in the Desert Live.
I believe that we are living in the days John wrote about. The end times are upon us, and of that there is no doubt. Get your mind out of the world, take your Bible off the shelf. Read the book of Revelations for yourself.
Welcome to Streams in the Desert Live, an interactive prophetic talk show with pastor, evangelist, and prophetic teacher, Dana Bohansky, senior pastor of Streams in the Desert Ministries and House Church, where we look at the headlines of our daily news in light of Bible prophecy and give you, the listener, an opportunity to call in to ask questions and share information regarding the signs of the times. This ministry is dedicated to the preaching and teaching of the unadulterated word of the one and only true and living God under the power and anointing of God's Holy Ghost. Streams in the Desert Live is an expansion of Streams in the Desert Ministries. Now, here's your host, Pastor Dana.
I believe that we are living in the days John wrote about. The end times are upon us, and of that there is no doubt. Get your mind out of the world, take your Bible off the shelf. Read the book of Revelations for yourself.
Tribulation.
I don't want to be here.
Shalom and blessings in the name of the Lord Jesus. This is Pastor Dana, and I once again would like to thank you for joining me today, March 30th, 2022, for the Streams in the Desert Live Internet Radio broadcast, coming to you from the beautiful Streams in the Desert Live home studio via StarWorldWideNetworks.com, where we look at the headlines of our daily news in light of Bible prophecy. Today's topic title is Reset. But before we get started, let us pray. Lord God, we humbly come before your throne and bow down spiritually speaking. We thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you've yet to do. We ask that this hour be spent with the power, working, and anointing of your Holy Spirit surging through the airwaves, going to those that you've called around the world to hear this message on any given day that it is heard by them. Lord Jesus, I thank you for taking my place upon the cross of Calvary, and Holy Spirit, have your way in this day here at 11:59 and split seconds just before the imminent return of our Lord, Master, Savior, soon coming King and Messiah, who is the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray, amen and amen. Well, folks, greetings to you all once again from wherever you are in the world as you join me, your host, Pastor Dana, today for another compelling episode of Streams in the Desert Live Internet Radio broadcast. As we open the Streams in the Desert Live show for today, we are going to dive right into the news of the hour, of which may not be the news that most might think that I would open with, but plays right into our theme for today concerning Reset. This piece comes to us from right here in the beautiful state of Arizona and can be found on the Arizona Department of Transportation website at azdot.gov as of March 23rd, 2022, and is titled Arizonans Are First in the Nation to Add Driver's License to Apple Wallet. AdotMVD gives Arizona residents the ability to add IDs to Apple Wallet and present their identity at TSA airport security checkpoints. Phoenix, the Arizona Department of Transportation Motor Vehicle Division embraces the motto, out of the line and safely on the road. This is a nod to the MVD's commitment to putting Arizonans first by reducing in-office wait times and offering customers a growing number of digital options. Today, ADOT's MVD is aiming higher, literally. And that motto could actually be revised to say out of the line and safely in the sky. That's because Arizona is the first state in the nation whose residents, beginning today, March 23rd, 2022, that was, my friends, can add their MVD issued driver's license or state ID card to Apple Wallet on an iPhone or Apple Watch and securely present it as a valid ID at select TSA airport security checkpoints in and at Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport. With this technology, Arizonans are at the front of the line for experiencing a streamlined airport security process. Governor Doug Ducey said, "This puts our state at the leading edge of a new technology that offers choice, convenience, privacy, and security." After adding a driver's license or state ID to Apple Wallet, upon arriving at Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport, travelers can use Apple Wallet to present their ID at designated TSA airport security checkpoints. Arizona is proud to be the first state to give our residents the choice and to add their ID to Apple Wallet. Arizona MVD Director Eric Jorgensen said, "We will continue to seek out opportunities for products and services that provide Arizonans security, privacy, and ease of use," which, you know, is just in other words for convenience. At this time, an Arizona driver's license or state ID in Apple Wallet can be used to present a resident's ID only at select TSA airport security checkpoints. This is a new technology, and its use case will grow over time. Arizona residents should continue to carry their physical plastic driver's license or state ID card to use for other situations, including with law enforcement. Now, it is on to some more very interesting and thought-provoking international alternative news as we continue, my friends, on with our theme for today, which is reset. This next piece is brought to us by J.D. Heise, a writer for naturalnews.com, dated Tuesday, March 29th, 2022, titled, "Russia's Putin declares an end to Western currencies, says world moving towards real reserves, including land, food, gold." Which JD opens by stating, "Russian President Vladimir Putin is predicting that the world will," listen up, my friends, "move away from the U.S.-dominated financial system after Washington, along with Western governments, seized his country's currency assets as part of their sanctions for invading Ukraine." In a video posted to social media, Putin blasted the theft of Moscow's resources and mocked the notion that first world currency reserve holders are reliable. Quote, "Let me reiterate, the whole global economy and trade have suffered a major blow, as did the trust in the U.S. dollar as the main reserve currency of the world," the Russian leader says in a translated clip. "The illegitimate freezing of some of the currency reserves of the Bank of Russia marks the end of the reliability of so-called first-class assets," he added. "In fact, the U.S. and EU have defaulted on their obligations to Russia. Now everybody knows that financial reserves can simply be stolen." JD then shares, he added, "And many countries in the immediate future may begin, and I'm sure that this is what will happen," Putin says, "to convert their paper and digital assets into raw reserves raw materials such as land, food, gold, and other real assets. The writer of this piece then states, astute economic analysts foresee a world coming soon which will once again be dominated by hard currencies like gold and silver, as well as other precious metals, in addition to physical assets like land and food, because paper fiat currencies and virtual currencies like Bitcoin are not just increasingly unstable, they can be, as Putin said, simply stolen from the owners as if they never really belonged to someone else. Brett Ahrens, writer for MarketWatch, picked up on something that a leading Russian official said last week that Putin alluded to in his speech. Quote, here's a strong argument for adding some gold bullion to your retirement portfolio right now, alongside those stocks and bonds. And it comes courteous of Pavel Zavalny, the head of the Russian parliament. His column begins, it continues. Zavalny spoke last week on the subject of all the economic and financial sanctions being levied against Russia following the invasion of Ukraine. Most of the coverage of his remarks implied that Russia might respond to the sanctions by switching from U.S. dollars to Bitcoin for international trade. But a closer look at the transcript being reported shows something quite different. Zavalny added Bitcoin only at the end of a long list of other currencies and trading options, almost as an afterthought, says JD, just before going on to say that what Ahrens found far more intriguing was Zavalny's primary point, though it has been essentially overlooked by most economists or dismissed outright as insignificant, which was, quote, if other nations want to buy Russian energy and other commodities from now on, let them pay either in hard currency, and this is gold for us, or pay as it is convenient for us. This is the national currency. The national currency being rubles, noted Ahrens, says JD, who then goes on to say, in other words, Russia is happy to accept your national currency, yuan, lira, ringgits, or whatever, or rubles, or hard currency. And for them, that no longer means the U.S. dollar. It means gold. The dollar ceases to be a means of payment for us. It has lost all its interest for us, Zavalny noted further, describing the greenback as no better than candy wrappers. JD then says, Ahrens, the MarketWatch.com writer, that is, adds, what will this mean? Maybe nothing, or maybe a lot, especially if Russia's lead is followed by countries such as China, India, and other countries that may not welcome Washington's ability to control the global financial system through its monopoly power over the global reserve currency. JD ends this piece by replying, if Putin's right, those countries won't. And on that thoroughly thought-provoking note, my friends, I will be right back after the break so that we may continue our investigation of reset.
Do you feel the world is broken? We do. Do you feel the shadows deepen? We do. But do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting? the glory of the Lord to be the light within our midst. It is. And is it good that we remind ourselves of this? It is. Is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole?
Yes, the Lamb of God and the Lion of Judah is worthy for all praise, and he will be opening that scroll. He will be breaking the seal and opening that scroll that has begun to be discussed in Revelation chapter 6 at the beginning of the outpouring of the wrath of God in the final judgments upon this earth, my friends. His name is Jesus Christ. He is the only Savior of this world. If you're on his team, you're headed for heaven. If you're not, you're headed straight for the lake of fire. It's your choice. Okay, now, my friends, here in our last piece for the day, as we pursue the subject of reset, Justin Haskins writes, a writer and opinion contributor for TheHill.com, in a piece that he wrote and posted on March 26, 2022, presents to us some food for very deep spiritual thought. Justin's piece is titled, Biden is Planning a New Digital Currency. Here is why you should be very worried. And it would be a good time to listen up now, my friends. You're going to enjoy this, and it is very thought-provoking. Of which Justin thusly begins this article, my friends, by saying, whenever the White House says it is working on a plan that would transform a vital part of the U.S. economy and that the administration is doing so with the highest urgency, it should go without saying that the press should pay close attention to what's going on. Even more importantly, says Justin, the press should eagerly and comprehensively inform the public of the potential risks associated with such a proposal. The writer continues by stating, unfortunately, that is not happening today, and the efforts of the media's neglect could reverberate for decades to come. Justin, in moving forward, goes on to point out that on March 9th, 2022, the Biden administration released an executive order, or EO, instructing a long list of federal agencies to study digital assets and to propose numerous reports about their use and proposals to regulate them. Justin states, much of the executive order is focused on cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin and Ethereum, which run on blockchain technology and have become increasingly popular among many investors and consumers in recent years. But there is an even more important part of the EO, or executive order. President Biden has instructed the federal government and the Federal Reserve to lay the groundwork, listen up, my friends, for a potential, just strike that word potential, new U.S. currency, a digital dollar. Now, it wasn't because the word potential wasn't there, because it was there, but it's all but a done deal, remember, last week? Justin informs us that if the United States were to adopt a digital currency like the one discussed in Biden's executive order, it would be one of the most dramatic expansions of federal power ever made, one that could put individuals and businesses in grave danger of losing their social and economic freedoms. He continues his piece by stating, among other important actions, the White House executive order directs several federal agencies, including the Treasury Department, to study the development of a new central bank digital currency, CBDC, and to produce a report within, listen up, my friends, 180 days of the executive order. The executive order was on March 9th, 2022. The administration wants a report produced within 180 days of the executive order discussing the potential risks and benefits of a digital dollar, which brings us to September 5th, 2022. My friends, keep that in the back of your mind for the time that is still ahead of us. The order further directs the Treasury Department, Office of the Attorney General, and Federal Reserve to work together to produce a legislative proposal, listen up, my friends, to create a digital currency within 210 days, about 7 months, says the writer, which will bring us to October 5th, 2022. Two dates that you need to have on your agenda to be watching the news about. As Justin continues his piece, he states, a digital dollar would not merely be a digital version of the existing U.S. dollar. Did you hear what I just said, my friends? Now, you need to really listen, because, you know, I'm talking to people all the time just out here in the real life, real world, and I'm saying CBDC, CBDC, and they're going, what the meck are you talking about? A digital dollar that they want to create would not merely be a digital version of the existing U.S. dollar. Okay? So know that. but rather an entirely new currency that would at least at first exist alongside today's currency. This is very important to know, my friends. He then goes on to share that, similar to cash, the CBDC, or the central bank digital currency, would be used to pay for goods and services and would likely be managed, of course it would be, by the Federal Reserve, the central bank of the United States. Justin then points out that, unlike the current dollar, though, a central bank digital currency would not exist in physical form, meaning you wouldn't be able to go to a bank or ATM and withdraw it. He goes on to say it is important to understand that the digital dollar would not be similar to cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. He shares, and rightly so, my friends, cryptocurrencies operate on blockchain technology, which is decentralized by design. No group or individual can truly control cryptocurrencies once they are launched. Justin continues by stating that digital dollars, on the other hand, would be traceable and programmable. He further states that the Federal Reserve or some other designated entity would have the ability to, listen up, my friends, create more digital dollars whenever it sees fit. And depending on how the legislation or the law is written, setting up the currency, the dollars could be formulated to have, listen up, my friends, various rules and restrictions built into their design. He says, for example, a digital dollar could be crafted to restrict fossil fuel use, to give bonuses to people for spending at particular businesses, to enact de facto price controls by disallowing users from spending too much on particular products, or even to redistribute wealth. Justin continues, my friends, his finds, by stating in one of the reports, the development of a central bank digital currency published by the Federal Reserve in January, the feds outlined a few examples of possible design choices for a digital dollar, including that a central bank might limit the amount of CBDC that an end user can hold. In other words, they might say you could only have $500 of CBDCs in your account at any time. And I've heard them say that they might even add this little attraction to it, that if they said you only had that much, and if you didn't spend it, you lose it. That's special, isn't it? So I guess savings have finally gone out the window in that case. Not to mention control is now strangling everybody if that happens, or shall I say when that happens. The writer says, there are many reasons to believe Biden's plan for a digital dollar involves a design that will give the federal government and or Federal Reserve control over much of society and the economy. As Justin continues, he states that Biden's executive order states that the CBDC and other policies governing digital assets must mitigate climate change and pollution and promote financial inclusion and equity. In fact, says Justin, financial inclusion is mentioned 5 times in Biden's order, and equity and climate change are mentioned 4 times each. And my friends, to shed just a little light on what Justin is speaking about here, Google describes financial inclusion and equity by stating, at a basic level, financial equity and inclusion means ensuring that all individuals, ALL, individuals have equal access to financial services and professional opportunities that can help them generate greater wealth. Wealth gaps currently exist among people of different races, genders, and abilities, which creates financial inequity. Meanwhile, back at Justin's piece, he says, further, in a background call with reporters about the executive order, a senior administration official, of who he says the name was curiously removed from the White House transcript, promised, now you know that's a real statement when you see that word there, promised that in the creating of a new digital currency, the Biden administration will continue to partner with all stakeholders. Stakeholders, including industry, labor, consumer, and environmental groups, groups, international allies and partners. Next, Justin ponders the same question that I would have as well and do at this time when he says, why would labor unions, industry organizations, and environmental groups be involved in the deployment or the probably that too in the development of a new currency? Unless, he says, of course, there is a plan to program that currency to advance various causes that special interest groups care about. As Justin moves closer to the end of his piece, he shares, even more stunning is a 2021 question and answer session about the development of a digital dollar. David Andofato, a senior vice president and economist in the St. Louis Fed's research division, was asked whether the Fed could ensure us, listen up, my friends, the public, that these digital currencies won't ever be used to tell us when, how, or where our money can be spent. Quote, in life, one can't give absolute assurances of anything, Antifato responded, before suggesting that the best we can hope for is for Congress to respond to the electorate's concerns about privacy. In closing, Justin points out that if the Fed had no plan to use the future central bank digital currency to control Americans' behavior, Antifato's response is incredibly bizarre. It's incredibly bizarre, to say the least. Justin ends his piece by stating, it is clear that the Biden administration and Fed are working together to create a controllable, traceable, programmable digital currency. And if they are successful, and they will be, life in America might never be the same. What I have to say to that, my friends, is nor the world at large. As this is not only an American resolve, it is a global determination and reset, which is serving to set up the system that Satan's Antichrist beast and false prophet will one day soon and very soon come in to take over and use to implement the mark of the beast, as the 13th chapter of the book of Revelation outlines. During the time of the outpouring of the wrath of God, in the time of great tribulation, and the time of Jacob's or Israel's trouble. My friends, our time to be ready, watching, waiting, and praying for the imminent return of the Lord Jesus Christ for all who belong to him at his appearing in the rapture is almost over. The Word of God, which is the Bible, my friends, tells us that today is the day of salvation. And salvation begins with a personal relationship with the one and only Savior of all mankind. That is, of all mankind, my friends, who will call upon the name of the Lord, who is none other than Jesus Christ, the one and only begotten Son of the one and only true and living God, as stated in John chapter 3, verses 16 through 18, where Jesus himself is speaking and states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him," who is he? He's Jesus Christ, "should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him," who is he? He's Jesus Christ, "might be saved." Now, this is the very word of God. It says that you might be saved. You know how that you might be saved, my friends? It's the fact that you have a free will that is also given by God, and he wants you to choose in whom you will serve for all eternity. It will either be the Lord Jesus Christ, who will set up on the throne, soon coming, my friends, as the king, and or it will be Satan, and you'll all be in the lake of fire for all eternity together, that refuse the free gift that the Lord Jesus Christ paid for with, by the shedding of his precious and holy blood upon the cross of Calvary, for all who will call upon his name and receive him as their Lord, Master, Savior, soon coming King and Messiah, and be obedient to him and live their lives for him and be that person who is pointing other people in the direction of him, who is the Lord Jesus Christ. The end of that scripture of John 3, 16 through 18, verse 18 says, "He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." Jesus continues, my friends, in John chapter 14, verses 1 through 6, by further stating, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me," Jesus says. "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so," Jesus said, "I would have told you." Jesus also said, "I go to prepare a place for you. And if I," Jesus said, "go and prepare a place for you," Jesus said, "I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am," Jesus said, "there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know. And the way," which means method, my friends, the word W-A-Y, way, means method. "And the way," Jesus said, "ye know." Thomas said unto him, "Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way or the method?" Jesus said unto him, "I am the way. I am the method," in other words. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me." So, my friends, how do you begin this personal relationship with the one and only Savior of the world? Well, I'm glad you asked, because, as usual, the Bible has an answer for that. And it is found in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13, where the Apostle Paul, led by way of the power-working anointing of God's Holy Spirit, begins by stating that if thou or you shall confess with thy or your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and shall believe in thine or your heart that God raised him from the dead, thou or you shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, I like to say, right living in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Word of God goes on to say, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Salvation means way of escape, my friends. And in this case, it is through the precious and holy shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that was shed upon the cross of Calvary once and for all people who will receive it. The scripture goes on to say, for the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him, who is he? he's Jesus Christ, shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon what? The name of the Lord shall be saved. What did we find in John 3:16? His name is Jesus Christ. He is the one and only begotten Son of the one and only true and living God, who came to pay the price for the covering of our sins, so that we may enter in to the eternal kingdom of God after this short life is over, which is coming to a quick end, as far as I can see, for all upon the face of this planet, soon and very soon, my friends, in the way that we have known it, and is going to be moving into the time of the outpouring of God's wrath, while the Satan has a 42-month reign in the personage of the Antichrist beast and his false prophet to set up the worldwide system of the mark of the beast, so that those who want to buy, sell, go to work, get gas, buy cars, do anything, will have to take a mark that will doom their souls for all eternity. Why? Because they want to place their trust, and did place their trust, because now they're left behind after the rapture. They wanted to all along, and then after the rapture, did place their trust in the Antichrist of Satan, which is indirectly saying, placing your trust into Satan, my friends, instead of the Lord Jesus Christ for their provision. And the Lord God says those who take the mark of the beast are doomed for all eternity, and their last stop will be the lake of fire. End of discussion on the Lord's terms. With that said, my friends, just before we go to prayer today, I have a very special gift for all of you out there who are or know of someone who is an atheist. This gift actually came to me from someone who had been there, who has been there, and is back. The note that I am about to share with you is from a man who replied to a post on my Facebook page in regards to not being ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ and professing him before all mankind, so that he will not be ashamed of us on the day of judgment. Okay? So this gentleman, he liked the post concerning that, and he wrote one of the most beautiful, thought-provoking, and eloquent posts I've ever seen on Facebook or anywhere else in the social media realm or universe or metaverse. Okay, just before I share this note with you, my friends, I would like to ask you one question, which is, did you know that most professing atheists were once real, not counterfeit Christians? Yes, I know it is alarming, but let us now hear from one who was once a Christian, who turned to being an atheist and made it back alive. Praise God. In this note, my friends, the names of all involved have been omitted for their privacy. If they want to share this, or if you want to go and look at my Facebook page, it's on my personal Facebook page, but I'm going to share this note on to the Streams in the Desert Live page, and also over on to the Streams in the Desert Ministries and House Church page as well. This note begins with the fact that their names are being omitted for their privacy. Their post is as follows, my friends, and is a praise report unto the Lord God and Jesus Christ, and was made possible by the power, working, and anointing of God's Holy Spirit, and the precious and holy shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ upon the cross of Calvary, that was shed once and for all who will receive it. And here's the note, my friends, as precious as it is. As a person that came back to faith from atheism, I say amen to that. Now, that was his response to what I had posted in my post. He says, thanks to my brother in Christ, I saw this post. He said, Dana, the reason why most atheists mock believers is that most atheists deep down inside suspect that God indeed does exist, but they don't want him to exist. He says most atheists, he says most, not all, he says most atheists are atheists because of emotional reasons and not intellectual reasons. My friends, there are some atheists that they overthink so things so much that they're all about the science. They're all about the science and the science of the secular instead of how God put the whole universe together and getting their science off the page. He's the creator of science, my friends. And if you can receive science from the pages of the Bible and understand it in that way that it was to be understood, then you're doing well. Man has taken it and, as usual, ruined it, as we have been able to see, at least in the last couple of years, as much as they've screamed the word science over various things. We see how they've destroyed it. My friends, most atheists, he says, are atheists because of emotional reasons. And that is, you know, there's a lot of hurt that goes on inside of these churches today. And I'm not going to name any specific one because I really can hardly find one out there today. And I'm not saying there aren't any out there because here's one right here, okay, that preaches and teaches the unadulterated word of the one and only true and living God under the power, working, and anointing of God's Holy Spirit. There are others too, but they're far and few between. But there is many hurts that go on both in regular life and in church life, my friends, that cause people to stray from the Lord God. There's a multitude of sins that draw people away from God. Being an atheist is just one of them. As he said, they know deep down inside that there really is a God, but they just don't want him to exist, my friends. And in their minds, they've made it up that he doesn't. But that doesn't mean that he doesn't, because he does. And so I'm just really proud of this person in the fact that they were able to share this note. And I told them that this note is going to bless the lives of a lot of people who see it. And today, in sharing it, I pray that it can touch a lot of lives throughout the time that anyone hears this broadcast. Because there is a real one and only true and living God, creator of the heaven, universe, and all that's within them. There is a one and only begotten Son of that true and living God, whose name is Jesus Christ. There is the power, working, and anointing of that God, that one and only true and living God. There is a power called His Holy Spirit, because He is a spirit, my friends. God is a spirit. He is the spirit that indwelled Jesus Christ. That's why Jesus Christ was able to take our place upon the cross of Calvary. He was a man, he bled the same as we did, but he was perfect in all his ways because he was fully man and fully God. He was the only person that ever has been and ever will be able to have taken our place, which he's already done and paid the price for. All we have to do is come into fellowship with him, be obedient to the word of God, profess the name of Jesus Christ as Lord, Master, Savior, soon coming King and Messiah. Point all people in the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ, letting them know that soon this world will be over. It will be folded up as an old garment and it will be burned up, my friends. The Lord God says that this world, this current world as we know it, is coming to an end soon and very soon. But a new millennial kingdom is arising when the Lord Jesus Christ appears upon the face of the earth again at his second coming with the church that was ready, watching, waiting, and praying for his imminent return in the rapture. They will be with him, I will be with him, and I pray you will be with him to rule and reign with the Lord Jesus Christ in the millennial kingdom for 1,000 years before this world is totally annihilated and a new heaven and a new earth takes their place. And eternity begins, my friends. And for Christians, we will have access to the new heaven and the new earth. We will have citizenship in the new earth and in heaven as well for all eternity. And we will be with the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who paid the price for us. And it will be something that has not entered to the minds, ears, or thoughts of anybody, my friends, but the Lord God, as to what the Lord God has prepared for those that he loves. My friends, it has not entered into the minds, and it has not entered into the ears and eyes and speech of any person upon this planet yet, because what is coming in eternity has never been seen here before, but has always been. So today is the day of salvation. And if you have not asked the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Savior, today would be the day to give your life over to the Lord Jesus Christ. My friends, I am looking through just at a glance daily, thousands of people that are leaving this earth in strange ways, in horrifying ways. Car accidents, amusement park accidents, just all kinds of things, my friends, and death coming from ailments and cancer and all types of things that Satan just puts as a stumbling block for people, that if they don't keep their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, when it's all said and done, they'll find themselves in the lake of fire instead of walking in the streets of gold with the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't let it be you, my friends. Time is short. I am beginning to hear those preachers that are preaching the word of God, as I am, say that our time is so short that we need to be ready, watching, waiting, and praying for the imminent return of the Lord Jesus Christ. My friends, on the moment after it's all said and done, you will know that you've missed it if you do. And then you might as well know that the only way to be received of the Lord then will be to have your head chopped off for not denying the Lord Jesus Christ after the rapture, when the full open rule and tyrannical reign of the Antichrist will be in motion. My friends, and the Holy Spirit will not be removed, but he will be taken out of the way to restrain the evil that no one on this planet has ever seen, and it is soon coming to a world near you. So don't be here for it. Be with the Lord Jesus Christ at the marriage supper of the Lamb, and then return with him on white horses, as Revelation chapter 19 tells us that we will, to as he sets up his kingdom, his millennial kingdom, for 1,000 years. And as he, with the sword of his mouth, waylays the Antichrist beast and false prophet, casting them alive into the lake of fire, as the word of God states, and my friends, slaying all of those upon the face of this earth who took the mark of the beast because they put their trust in Satan and not the Lord Jesus Christ. My friends, this is a very real thing, and I can't make it real for you, but I pray that the Lord and you will begin to have communion, that you will begin to commune together, that you will, in other words, come into a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, that you will answer the call of the wooing of God's Holy Spirit, my friends, that is trying to tell you right now, don't be left behind. You know the things that he says to you in your quiet times or whatever, when you're ready to do something you know you shouldn't be doing, he speaks to you. And if he doesn't, my friends, and none of this makes sense to you as to what I'm saying, I'm really sad, because there is a line that people can cross with the Lord God that only he knows, that no man can say. And if he wants to cut somebody off, they're dead man walking, and their last stop, there again, just the same, is the lake of fire. So, my friends, while it is still yet called today, seek the Lord Jesus Christ and walk with him while it is still day, for the Lord Jesus Christ says that the night is coming that no man will be able to work. My friends, seek to find the passage, both in an opening, literally, and in the, as in the Word of God, a passage that blind men fail to see, that the Lord Jesus Christ is the only Savior of the world and is waiting with his arms opened for you to be ready, watching, and waiting to be received up by him as his bride when he returns in the rapture. My friends, I pray today that if you are walking with the Lord Jesus Christ and you would like to just be deeper into what the Lord has prepared for you, or you have not ever walked with the Lord Jesus Christ and you want to begin your relationship with him, or you're an atheist and you want to either return to the Lord God, or you have never really known him and that's why you chose that path in the first place due to intellect, maybe, I ask you to come as well. It is all through prayer between you and the Lord. The Holy Spirit will convey your message to the Lord as you pray. He knows the heart of man. He knows the end from the beginning. He created you, and he's waiting for you. With that said, my friends, today, if you would like to receive the Lord Jesus Christ, and my friends, if you are just pure out, dead out, backslidden from the Lord Jesus Christ, you're just not doing anything that you used to do, that you know that you're back into the world, get that foot out of the world. Quit listening to Satan. He'll be telling you, oh, you might as well forget it. You've been there, you've done that, now you can never go back. Well, I'm sorry, but that isn't the truth until you take your last breath or until the Lord God cuts you off. And I don't want either one to happen to you before you make this choice for all eternity, my friends. Today, if the Lord is pricking you with the power, working, and anointing of his Holy Spirit, and you hear that small, still voice saying, yep, that's you, you know you need to do it, you got to get this straight, or you're going to be left behind, and you're going to be cast into the lake of fire. Because I'm not saying anything different than what the Lord would say, because these are his words, not mine. So today, my friends, if you would like to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, or you would like to rededicate your life for any reason to the Lord Jesus Christ, he's waiting. He's waiting, my friends. He has sent me here today to do the work that he's prepared for me. I'm being obedient to him and what I'm called to do. I pray that you will be obedient unto him by being received as his child now and forever. With that said, my friends, let us pray. If you would please pray this prayer out loud from the depths of your heart, not from your mind, my friends, from the depths of your heart. This is between you and the Lord. It's not between you and me whatsoever. I cannot save you. But let us pray, for the Lord is listening. Dear Lord God, I humbly come before your throne and bow down spiritually speaking. And I thank you for this awesome gift that you have given the world, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, your one and only begotten Son. Lord God, I thank you for this gift because he was able to take my place. And now I can be with you in heaven if I will invite the Lord Jesus Christ into my heart and begin to know your word, know it well, and know it correctly for myself, and begin to walk in the power, working, and anointing of your Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking with other tongues as you outlined in your word, dear Lord God, and walk in a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, who is your one and only begotten Son. Lord God, thank you for this awesome gift. Lord Jesus, I humbly come before your throne and bow down spiritually speaking. Lord Jesus, I know I am a sinner in need of a Savior. And Lord Jesus, I ask that you would please forgive me of my sins. And from this day forward, keep me upon the straight and narrow path, not looking to the left or right. Bestow your Holy Spirit upon me as I seek the Lord God for the indwelling power of your Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking with other tongues, that I may be watching, ready, waiting, and praying for your imminent return, that I may know God's word, know it well, and know it correctly for myself, and that the Holy Spirit can bring all things to my remembrance that I have need of. And Holy Spirit, I ask that you would take control of my life as well this day. Lord Jesus, I know that you are faithful, that you are faithful and true to do that which you've promised, and you have promised that I will be your child and you will forgive me of my sins if I will no longer go out willfully to sin and be obedient unto you and the word of God, your Father in heaven. Lord Jesus, I thank you for saving my soul here today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Okay, my friends, today is the day of salvation. If you just prayed that prayer from the depths of your heart, the Lord Jesus is your Savior and way of escape from that what is shortly to come, my friends. And with that said, it's a wrap. May the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace, or his perfect shalom. Shalom and blessings until we meet again.
I believe that we are living in the days John wrote about. The end times are upon us, and of that there is no doubt. Get your mind out of the world, take your Bible off the shelf, read the book of Revelations for yourself.
Join Streams in the Desert Live each Wednesday at 4 p.m. on Star Worldwide Networks, where your host, Pastor Dana, will examine the headlines of our daily news in light of Bible prophecy. Streams in the Desert Live thanks you for listening, for your phone calls, emails, and as always, your generous love offerings in support of this internet radio broadcast. You may also visit or email Streams in the Desert Ministries, home of Streams in the Desert Live, by way of the website or Facebook page, which can be easily found on the StarWorldWideNetworks.com Streams in the Desert landing page. Until next week, Streams in the Desert Live bids you all much love in Jesus, and that the peace of the Lord Jesus be unto you all now and always. And remember, if you're not serving Jesus now, what makes you think you'll be doing it later in heaven? Thank you.